It's only 15 sleeps until the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. All over New South Wales, teams of people are putting their blood, their sweat, some tears into getting their floats ready in time for the big celebration. There are even people rehearsing their moves. Keep in mind, the parade goes for hours, right? These people are doing dance moves, walking the streets of Sydney for hours.
There's often a lot of glitter to support them, though, in that endurance event, which is always a wonderful part of Mardi Gras. There's a local group, Newcastle Pride. They are getting their flatbed truck ready, putting on that glitter, learning the steps to their march, and ABC Newcastle's Nat Little caught up with some of the group's members at a float building workshop to find out what they've got in store for the Mardi Gras.
Hello, my name is Leanne McDougall. I'm the founder and president of Newcastle Pride.
How did it start?
2018, I realised that we had nothing in our community. Contacted a friend of mine and he was quite happy to come on board. And we had no expectations. We had no idea how the festival would go, but it exceeded our expectations for sure. Last year was our first year in Mardi Gras. We had a small float, just a little truck. We had 80 participants, and a lot of people that participated last year, it was their first time, so it was a lot of excitement. Last year we had a small ute. This year we've gone to a 6-metre truck, so it's going to be a much bigger experience and much better experience. We've got some drag queens in our float. We've got a unicycle person, so we've got a real diversity and a mix of LGBTI people joining us this year, which will be great.
How important is it to be glitzy and glamorous?
Oh, it's totally important. We've got to have the glitz and glamour. That's what it's all about.
Let's lay them on the ground and see how it looks.
Excellent.
So, Leanne, we're here in your backyard. It's a windy, grey afternoon, and it's a bit of a hive of activity. What's happening behind you here?
Behind me, they're starting to cut out the feather wings for our float. Can't give away too much, but there will be wings. And down here in the garage, we're doing some painting and glittering of logos. So there's a lot happening around us at the moment in the backyard. A little windy for glittering, but we will get there.
What are you trying to say this year with the float?
Well, the theme this year for Mardi Gras is what matters. So we're freedom to be me is our core value. Newcastle Pride has really brought the Newcastle LGBTI community together, and that just makes me very proud of starting Newcastle Pride. Yeah, sorry, I do get emotional.
Why do you think you get so emotional?
When you're there at Fair Day and you stand back and you look around, and I take a look at everyone's faces, from small to adults, just a sense of pride that everyone's so happy and they're themselves, and everyone is just walking around free how they would love to be. And there's no judgment. They can just be who they are. And they've got that freedom to be who they are. And we finally got that in Newcastle, which I think is really important.
We're just doing the logo.
Hello, my name's Ed Abbott and I'm a committee member for Newcastle Pride. It means so much to represent Newcastle, especially the queer community of Newcastle at Mardi Gras. When we were awarded the Community Group of the Year from the City of Newcastle at the start of this year, it was such an honour, and it really sort of harnessed how much the Newcastle community has got behind Newcastle Pride. And I think even though we marched last year in Mardi Gras and we did an amazing job of representing Newcastle and the Hunter region, it's going to be a little bit different going this year, knowing that we are the community group of the year. It's almost like we're representing Newcastle, but we've been allowed that platform by the City of Newcastle to do that. So it's just a little bit more, there's more of an honour, it's a little bit more prestigious, I think, and a little bit more responsibility as well, knowing that, we are not only representing the queer people of Newcastle, but we're representing the whole city of Newcastle, which is incredible.
So does that give you extra pressure in having to learn the dance steps?
I think the first thing that I learnt last year, because I put on so much pressure on myself to get the dance moves right, but the second that you sort of walk out of that marshalling area onto Oxford Street, for the first 10 metres, everyone's in time and everyone's doing the right thing, but then I get excited and I run off and I want to high-five someone and I want to give someone a hug and I want to wave in front of the camera, and then you come back and you miss half the steps and you got to try and join back. So, look, I'll put in as much effort as I can to learn the dance moves, but I can't guarantee that I'll be in time and I'm not going to, forget it halfway through.
We've painted the pride for the front.
Uh-huh.
We've got our wings cut out.
Michael, how much work has gone into your vision?
Oh, well, there's a lot of thinking about how we could actually represent something for our theme. And for me, I thought, well, freedom to be me would be better represented with wings. And I've incorporated the theme of flight feathers in the rainbow colours, and the tail feathers will be rainbow colours as well.
What are you hoping to say with this design?
Oh, here we are. Basically, yeah, we're ready to fly.
How big is the scale of this float?
Well, the truck tray is 6 metres long. The feathers alone are going to be over 4 metres long. So it'll be up there. We'll be quite visible, yes.
How's it going to feel when it's on the parade route and starts?
Exciting. Yeah, it'll be a buzz.
Yay, down Oxford Street.
That is Newcastle Pride Float designer Michael Lindsay talking to ABC Newcastle's Nat Little. You also heard from Newcastle Pride President Leanne McDougall and committee member Ed Abbott.
Good on them. All the best for those preparations as we head towards Mardi Gras.